To be exempt, assets used in the business or the investment activity must be owned by the organization, not the bank. So you can't go out and buy a 10-story building, get a huge mortgage on it, and rent it out to people. Under most circumstances, there is an exception to the exception here, but because you're borrowing money just like any other taxable entity would to get this property or to buy into the hedge fund, you're behaving like a taxable entity. You're not behaving like a tax-exempt entity, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. And then there are certain activities which are just, by definition or by law, exempt from being unrelated business income. Largely, they're passive. So you've got dividends, interest, capital gains on stock, royalties, real property rental income, assuming that it's not debt burdened. And bingo. And income from research, under certain circumstances, will be exempt from taxable status. Basically, this is research done by a university that's going to be available for public use, so it's thought to be a public benefit, even if that research isn't part of the university's mission. And usually it is, because it's going to be done by one or other of their departments. Okay, so the first exception from the royalty, from the rental property, is if you have a mortgaged rental property and the substantially all, by which they mean 85%, of that property is being used to further your mission, then it is not UBTI. We'll get into it a little bit later as to what happens when that's not the case. But if it's being used substantially all for your mission, and that could be by renting it to another nonprofit whose mission is similar or the same as yours. So we have a client who has a fairly substantial building, series of buildings, and they take care of homeless people, and they help people transition to having their own places and things. Well, in one of their buildings, they are renting space to JPS, which is our public hospital, to run a clinic. Well, again, this is part of their mission, is to get these people ready to go out on their own. And taking care of their health is one of those things. So even if that building had debt on it, it would not be unrelated business income. There are also some other exceptions that have to do with how the activity is being operated. So we have the volunteer exception. If almost all of the activity is being done by volunteers, it's not unrelated business income. And it marries up with the donated inventory. You see the resale shops being run by junior leagues, being run by all kinds of charities. That's what this is. So they're getting donated inventory, and most of the people, there's usually a shop manager that's an employee, but most of the people working there are going to be volunteers. They are not creating unrelated business income. And then in every hospital, there'll be a gift shop, there'll be a cafeteria, there may be other retail outlets, and they're exempt under this unrelated trade or business being carried on primarily for the convenience of members, students, patients, officers, or employees. So that will get those out under it. Okay, rental income gets a slide all by itself. The first way that it will be unrelated business income is if it is debt financed. And the way that works is it's almost never 100% debt financed as long as the debt itself is less than the fair market value of the property that's being rented out. There's a formula, and what that formula basically does is it takes the debt and divides it by the fair market value of the property. And that percentage is the percentage of your rental net income that will be taxable. If the tenant is a controlled corporation, taxable corporation, so if you're renting to your taxable subsidiary, which is one way of making money and not having to pay tax on it, because your taxable subsidiary does, if they're deducting that as an expense, you are going to have to report it as income. They're going to make you zero it out that way in total. They're not going to let you have the benefit of that twice. So if you've got a taxable corporation and you're renting it property, that is unrelated business income. If you're renting usually to a retail organization and the rent is based on the money that tenant is making, so we'll take $150 a month plus 10% of over $50,000. That's automatic. It's unrelated business income. You are directly competing with other landlords.